I can't remember any of my grandparents who couldn't read or write.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where did they come from, their families come from before that? Do you have any idea?
Now, that's as far back as I can go. My mother's side is Quero and places like, I'm not even sure if it's right, and LaGrange or something like that.
Okay.
And just little places like that, that's as much as I know.
Okay, what about your father's parents? Who were they from?
They were like from, I don't know if, some of them were from Pleasanton, Floresville, around that way. And I'm not real sure about that. But I know that some of them are from around that way, so I guess, you know, that...
Or what was the second town?
Pleasanton, Floresville.
How you spell that?
Floresville.
I'm not too familiar with the small towns in southern Texas. I'm from North Texas, Wichita Falls inside.
Yeah, well, we're all mostly from, you know, the southern region.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So,
Do you have any idea what they did for a living?
My, I only know about my father's mother.
Yeah?
Was a midwife for years.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh. And my father's mother is living, and she is 100 years old.
My God.
She was 100 years old on the 1st of March this year.
How's her health?
I would say good for her age.
Yeah.
But she's still able to, I mean, she walks around and piddles around in the kitchen and, you know, she can still wait on herself.
That's good.
By and large, you know.
Yeah. That's amazing.
You know, she sometimes becomes unsteady or something like that, but really, to be able to do some of the things that she can still go in and try to mess with something in the kitchen, you know, prepare a few things, but, I would say good, but, you know, she's not bedridden at all, you know, and her husband worked, Papa worked at a lumber mill or whatever that is, and what else he did, I don't know, but I knew that he had that set, and they all did other things, you know, like taking laundry and all that kind of stuff, but she was a midwife.
Okay.
And she did that for you. That was a prime. Yeah.
The only thing about that job would be the hours.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't count on good hours for that kind of job.
But you can imagine probably what it was like it was country-like out there, even where that school is, you know.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't built up like it is now. And,
how'd she get around? Did she just walk?
They had horse and buggy.
Right.
Uh-huh. That was before my time, but that's the way they used to get about.
Yeah.
Before, and I remember when they had the car, you see.
Uh-huh.
But I don't remember I don't remember all that. And when I was born, her mother was living. I don't know about her father, but I don't remember her.
Uh-huh.
When I was born, her mother was living. Because when I was born, I had 9 living grandparents. But I didn't, you know, just don't remember all of them. Counting on mom and daddy's side.
Yeah.
Both of them. But they did things like that mostly. And I imagine some of them sold things because my grandfather used to sell rabbits, pigeons, you know, raise things like that. That's my mother's daddy now I'm talking.
Okay.
He would do stuff like that. He sold, raised rabbits and pigeons and chickens, and he sold all that stuff. And,
Have any idea about your father's parents' education?
I really don't. I wouldn't know what to say, except they could read and write, and like I say, his mother was a midwife. Now,
yeah.
I don't know how they did it,